The tunnel for Garbarino?
Well, and that's the other part, I'm wondering, that will be the next.
LSU has proven to me the two quarterback system can't work when you start.
Sorry, guys, had a little physics to take care of, you know how that goes.
What it is, you're getting all your tickets lined up.
Ah, well, you know, I can't hide it from you.
Guys, this is starting linebacker Quinn Harris, California native, we figured we'd bring him since we're going back out to Cali.
Did you pass the physics test?
Well, I hope so. Let's hope so.
Talk about tough team you're going to face, going back out to the West Coast, all that good stuff this weekend.
Well, Fresno's a good team. They are very consistent, and they're a well-disciplined team. And I think that on the road again, it's imperative that we establish ourselves as a team on the road, and that you know we get back into the whack and with a full head of steam. And I think that this is a good chance, a good opportunity to get out there and make our mark within the whack as far as you know in establishing ourselves on the road as a team.
You know what all those numbers up there mean? It looks like you're at the top of the list. You have another good week this week?
I'm hoping so. I mean, I'm just the coaches do a great job of putting us in position to be, you know, where we need to be for assignment football. And you know, I'm just there to do my part. And the numbers just kind of come out that way. But I mean, it's we have great schemes every week, and I have the utmost confidence in all areas of football, offense, defense, special teams, that our coaching staff is going to present with us this week.
Coming off a poor performance and then the bye week, how anxious is this team ready to get back on the play?
You know, that's one thing that you can really feel in the locker room and throughout practices and stuff, even during the bye week, is the energy that the team brings day in and day out. A lot of people think that, you know, maybe we've, you know, coming off the Hawaii week, we had kind of a rough, you know, emotional, you know, kind of detour or whatnot, and then, you know, going out to Cal. But I think that every day, you know, the team shows up every week, that we're focused on what we need to be doing. And the coaching staff has done a great job of keeping us, you know, mentally and preparing us mentally and physically as far as, you know, each week is concerned. And I think that's a huge factor in how this team is able to perform the way that, you know, that we want to, is the consistency through preparation.
From California going back out there, does that mean a little bit more to you?
Well, I try to approach every game, you know, the same. I'm trying to, you know, not to put any special emphasis on a certain game, but I mean, this game is kind of in the backyard where I'm from. It's literally going home for me. This is the closest I could ever get to playing to home. So it's, you know, it's, to me, it's another game. We want to go out and do the same thing that we've done. I just want to be, you know, play consistent, as you know, do our part, whatnot, for the win. But I just think that it's a homecoming in a sense, but everybody will play, you know, at home. I mean, a lot of the guys this year, you know, from Louisiana or Mississippi will get a chance to, you know, to play close to home, which we haven't done in the past several years.
They recruited you right, Quinn.
Sir.
Talk a little about that.
Well, I was pretty heavily recruited by the by Fresno State. They were wanting me to play the linebacker, kind of, you know, like here. Went on an official visit there. Things didn't really work out. But, you know, if, you know, God's got a path for us all, and you know what, I couldn't be happier to be here. This is right where I want to be, and I'm very happy with the cards I was dealt.
Was double incentive
to give it to him this week. Well, you know, it's, you know, I also know a lot of the players on the team, and so it's kind of deja vu from high school, as you'd say. I mean, I played on all-star teams with a couple of players and played against them during high school ball, so it's kind of, you know, it's a lot more homecoming than a lot of people would actually think. So let's just, you know, just going to go out there and play.
You say it's just another game, but again, you grew up in their backyard, and you look at the stats the last couple of years, you've had some of your best games of the year against Fresno State. There's got to be that little extra sticking into it.
Oh, well,
could be a nine.
Possibly. I mean, you know, it's home. So, I mean, obviously, there's a little more emotional at stake for you there. I mean, just because, you know, you've got everyone that you've grown up. I've got a ton of friends that just attend Fresno State University. So, I mean, just as far as that is concerned, I mean, it's kind of like high school, but at a different level in a sense almost. But that does, it gives you a little extra motivation, but at the same time, I'm not finding it hard to get pumped up for any other game on the schedule.
Was it your friends that go to Fresno State or Roger during the game?
Oh yeah, absolutely. A couple of them got behind us last 2 years ago, and we were out there, and they tried to chatter away. But you know, it's football.
You guys hit the panic button yet? Is this, you know, the whole, you know, must win and all that stuff? Or are you guys realizing, you know, we got to somehow turn everything around? I mean, is that how it's been like talking with each of the players and stuff?
No, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a do or die situation as far as the team's concerned. I mean, it's, you know, obviously we've had three games, we've got a bye week, we've had time to prepare, and it's going to be a difficult game, as every game on the schedule will be. They're a competitive team, but as far as this goes, I mean, every week we're trying to establish ourselves. You know, we're trying to represent this university and the program that we've so far established. And I think, you know, Coach Dooley has, you know, made a huge emphasis on it, is that, you know, we have 12 one-game seasons. Each week's a different season. And I think that the team's done a good way of approaching that in means of not, like, trying to get caught up in, okay, we've lost, you know, a certain amount of games, or we've won X amount of games. I think it's just, hey, one game, that's all there is. We don't care about the past, we don't care about the future, it's the present right now, and I think the team's done a good job sticking to that concept.
I don't know how the transition's been, you know, new head coach, but Dooley kind of mentioned that, you know, he's still trying to find out who Tech is, playing a little different on each last three games. Where do you see y'all?
Well, every week I'm seeing improvement. As it doesn't matter, little, small, could be big improvement. It doesn't matter in any aspect of the game. I mean, you could go out one week and see special teams, you know, take just a small step that maybe not be recognizable to some people. But as far as the team's progression, I think that we want to play consistent. We want to be a team that we come out 110% every game, and we're relentless, and we play consistent. But a lot of people don't think that maybe that's necessarily been true thus far, but I beg to differ, because there's a lot of good things that we've been learning from. As far, you know, you want to take any kind of negative you can pull out of a game and turn it to positive. It's a coaching point. You can learn from it. And that's the way that the coaching staff has tried to get us to look at film or whatnot. When we look at previous games, to be like, okay, hey, did they really defeat us, or were we just making a mental error right here? You know, and that's something that has been a large factor in helping this team stay mentally and consistently focused. And that, I think that's a great job as far as the coaching staff is concerned, because it's keeping the players right where we need to be.
Any more questions for Quinn?
I've got a quick one. Weldon Brown having a pretty good year and all, obviously with current kicks, but what does he mean back there in the secondary? What does he mean to me?
Well, Weldon's always been an impact player. Since he's been here, I know his first year, you know, running back and kick return and whatnot, and then making the swap next year to cornerback. I mean, he's an athlete, and he's a phenomenal player. He's definitely someone you want on your team, and I feel comfortable playing with him on the defensive side of the ball. But he's a guy that I could say, hey, you wanna put him in and run the option as a quarterback. I mean, Weldon's an athlete, and it's a privilege to play with such a man as him, because he's not just an athlete, but he's a man of character as well, and that's something that you really look for, you know, in your peers. And he definitely represents basically everything you want in this university.
Any more questions for Quinn? All right, thanks, Quinn.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate it. Guys, we might be able.